Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior basketball star at Greenberg Academy, Dion Murray. Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm good. Well, nice to meet you again.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, nice meeting you as well. And we've also got Coach with us, Anthony Nicodemo. Hi, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having us today.
Hey, this is all Dion. That's the reason you're here. So congratulations to him. And so, Dion, I see in the last week, the last three games, you've had a really nice stretch. You've averaged 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. You had 21-8-6 against Hamilton. 27-14-9. And you were also named MVP at the Peak Skill Black History Showcase. And then a big one, 27-13 against Keough. Is that out? Am I pronouncing that correctly, by the way? Keough?
Correct.
Okay. And for the season, I think you're averaging 26-13. You've been nominated for Low HUD Player of the Week twice, and you were named All-Tournament Team at the Elmsford Classic in December. So you're having a good run, Dion. You're having a good season. How does that feel?
Yes, it feels great. I'm being able to show my talent to these schools. Like my coach said, we have a small school, and nobody's really like looking at us for real because we're so small. So
yeah, well, that's
my talent.
Yeah, well, obviously you are showing your talent off very well, and that is something that I wasn't aware of as I went through the nomination letter. You know, I had asked Coach before we started recording here as to what your record was. Now, your record is not it's not stellar at the moment, but you're also playing, and this is what I didn't realize. You're playing in Section One there. All top teams, and you are, Coach, what was it, the only Division D?
Yeah, we're the only Class D team in
Class
Section 1.
Class D, that's the word I was looking for. So you're playing all these top-level teams, but, you know, you're sticking with them. You're holding with them, and when you get to the States, things are going to change because you'll finally be able to play against teams that are really more of your own competition level. So, Dion, tell me, what does it feel like to know that when you get to States, you are going to be more well-prepared because you have played the big boys as opposed to some of the other schools you're going to be facing?
I feel like it helps prepare the teams, but I also look at it as we're all the same people. We all get on the same court, so it makes no difference what record is, how you did in the season. It's we all the same people. We all got to tie our shoes up and play that game.
Right, exactly, and that is the best way to approach it. Always makes me think of that one scene with Gene Hackman in the movie Hoosiers, you know, where they're playing the big boys, and he points out to the team that, hey, this basketball court is the same size as the one that we play at home. So, you know, they have no advantage over us. And but I also see that you are the captain of the squad, correct, Dion?
Yes, I am.
Yep. And pretty much everybody that wins this award is the captain of their respective squads. Now, let me ask you, how does it feel being the captain? Do you ever feel any pressure there? Do you ever find yourself maybe trying to do too much?
Not at all. I feel like with my experience, I have the most experience out of the whole team, so I can be able to help around like with the coaches and help my other peers. Any help to focus on like shooting or rebounding. So I think I bring out the best of them in practice.
Okay, and what about the captains when you were younger? Is there anything that those captains told you that you find yourself using now, that you find yourself telling the younger players now?
Leadership, working together, just playing hard and just being ready for any moment. Even if everybody has a role in the team. And if you have, like, the last person on the bench, you have a role.
And that's important, too, to make, and all, you know, even if that one person is the last person on the bench, to make them feel as if, hey, look, you're part of the team as well. You know, so, and like you said, exactly a perfect way to put it, you have a role to play, and we're expecting and hoping that you play that role and play it well. Now, I also see that you attended the Section 1 Leadership Summit this year. What was that like?
You got a lot of different experience from the people that was talking there. I think it was 2 or 3 men and 1 woman from there. They told their experience about how they wasn't only talking about basketball, they're talking about every sport. And what sport they played and their experience in their game, and how they took leadership there at their school.
Oh, well, that's cool, and very cool to get a different perspective, too, from different sports. And also, I see that you've been accepted. You're eligible to receive a merit-based scholarship from Mercy. Now, that's pretty cool. How did that feel?
It felt amazing. That's one of the schools I've been looking at because I want to go into physical therapy. And my coach said he graduated from there, so that's even better.
Yes, it is even better to have that kind of connection. And yeah, and I did note that that you were interested in going into physical therapy, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But, Coach, let me turn to you right now, and why don't you talk to me a little bit about coaching Deion?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been coaching in Section 1 for 27 years in various schools, kind of a journeyman, but been here for six. I spent a lot of years in Yonkers at Saunders and was lucky enough to have some very good teams and some of the best players in the area. And, you know, Deion, you know, kind of fell in our lap this year, the first year at the school. And he walked through the door and I saw him. I was like, oh, boy. And then when the season arrived, he you know, he was everything that people told me he was going to be. He's a special player. I think when you get a kid like that, yeah, understands the game, you know, and is able to make his teammates around him better, it's pretty amazing. I mean, in that 47-point game that he had against Tuckahoe, and, you know, Tuckahoe's probably a top team. They're probably going to win Class C. It was one of the best games I've ever seen as a coach. And my brother happens to coach the other team. He's the head coach of Tuckahoe. And as Deion was hitting some of these shots, he was leaning over and looking at me. And I was looking back at him like, I don't know what to tell you today, man. This is just a performance. And, you know, you see that in this game sometimes. You know, since for whatever reason, you know, every game is different. Every day is different. How we wake up is different. What's going on in the world is different. So you never know what you're going to get. But, you know, he really plays at an elite level. And I have to often tell him he has to be more selfish because he's better than everyone on the court. So when you're in that at that level, you know, you need to do things differently. And I think it's an important piece as he grows, you know, into a better player and plays at the next level. He needs to understand that he needs to, you know, take his talent sometimes and show them off. And it's going to help his teams succeed at every level.
Well, I'm sure that that 47-point game, you know, versus Tuckahoe is one to take with him, you know, kind of keep in his pocket and say, this is how this stuff should work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was remarkable.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior basketball star at Greenberg Academy, Deion Murray. And Deion, with this award also comes the academic side of things. And I see you've got that well in hand. You've got a 92 average. And let me ask you, when it comes to your classwork, what really strikes your fancy? What is the favorite? What's the one you look forward to the most? And I know we just talked about the fact that you're interested in studying physical therapy when you get to school, you know, you move on further. So I'm going to guess the sciences are more your favorites?
The funny thing is, not really, but I feel like as a school, school that I'm at right now, we will have a good support system with teachers. Everybody's making sure everything's good. Even other teachers that you don't have, like I don't have a lot of teachers in the building that I take their class. They make sure I'm good. They make sure my grades are good. They're always checking in. Everything is good. And it's a good support team.
Oh, that's fantastic. And nothing better than to have a good support team. And then one other question that I always ask people too, though, is there any class that you have taken that surprised you? A class you said, wow, I didn't really expect to like this all that much, but wow, I really do.
Actually, my music class, to be honest.
Oh, that's cool.
I had this one teacher literally bring his life into the building, always smiling, make sure everybody's good. Like I said, he's going to be the best, one of the best teachers in the building.
Oh, that's fantastic. And there's nothing better than, you know, being able to kind of feed off somebody else who's being so positive and so upbeat. Now, also, when it comes to college, well, we talked about the physical therapy, but I also see there at school that you are a peer tutor. What's involved there? And I'll bet that feels pretty rewarding.
Yeah, I am. One kid struggling. I've been in that position before. And if I know the tool and I have to push them, I feel like I have to push them, and we can all succeed together. We can't leave nobody behind.
And that is important, too. I mean, you know, like you said, the fact that you've been there before and you've had folks give you a hand, you know, this is just kind of repaying the favor, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and I'm sure the folks that are having that favor repaid for them, the younger students, I'm sure they appreciate it. So well done on your part. I realize, too, that you're a busy guy. So let me ask you, what is it that you do? Is there anything you do just to give yourself a little bit of a break? You've got a lot going on, but do you have a hobby? Do you have something that just gives you a chance to take a breather?
I like to spend time with my family. usually stay home like on a Sunday, watch shows with my family, go out to eat. I feel like that's the break that I have, even though my family's all around basketball. I feel like that's the time we have a break together.
Yeah, and that's nice. It's nice. It's very, very important to be able to have that, you know, whatever it is, to give you the opportunity to just step back and take it all in for a sec and then kind of reset. So Coach, before we close things up here with Deion, anything else to add?
No, just, you know, he's a fun player to watch. When you come, you know, you see certain guys, they're kind of there, but they're good. He's a little different. He does a lot. He hits in every aspect of stats. He passes, he shoots. It's really remarkable. So, you know, unfortunately, because of the class we're in and because of the schedule we play, sometimes people get a little bit lost. They don't get out to see us, especially because we don't play a championship this year. You know, we automatically go to the state, so we miss out on playing that special game at the county center. So, you know what, we got 8 games to play. Come out and watch us a little bit. Get on local live. Our games are all on the internet, and see him play, because he's really a fun to watch if you're a basketball fan.
Oh, well, there you go. That is something for you, audience, to take into account. Thank you, Coach. And Deion, it was very nice meeting you today. And for you and Coach and the team, good luck for the rest of the season. And also when you do get to states, because, hey, a state championship is still there in the cards. So, you know, let's work at it. And like Coach said, Deion, every now and then, you just got to let those 47 points shine, right?
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
Yep, you earned it, my friend. So
let's hope he has a couple more of those 47 games this year. It's a lot easier to coach that way.
There you go. I was thinking the same thing. I'm sure you've got one or two more of those in your pocket there, Deion. So just hold them for when they count, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, for Green Bay Academy's Deion Murray, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.